This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Valla. State public health and environment officials toured some of Denver's most polluted neighborhoods Friday. CPR's Miguel Otarola explains.
Latinas with the Elyria Swansea Globeville Community Council led state agency heads on a walk through their neighborhood. They had a laundry list of problems, most of which centered on construction to widen Interstate 70. Sandra Ruiz Parrilla says the work is an eyesore and is a constant source of noise and air pollution.
And as a mom,
we are here to protect our kids.
Y no vemos este tipo de construcciones
en otras áreas como Cherry Creek, como Cherry Creek,
como
Cherry
Highlands.
No siempre lo vemos
en estas comunidades donde hay más necesidad.
The state officials told CPR News they would try to make sure that other construction projects are less harmful, including work by Denver Water to replace lead pipes. Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
More than 600,000 Coloradans have returned their ballots ahead of Tuesday's election. But that turnout lags well behind the last off-year election. At this point in 2019, about 50,000 more people had already voted. Most of the returned ballots have come from people 55 and older. Voters will be deciding on three statewide measures and lots of local issues. And Loveland Ski Area will open for the season today, making it the fourth Colorado resort to do so. Wolf Creek Ski Area in southern Colorado was the first to open a couple weeks ago. Arapahoe Basin and Keystone are also open. Highs in the 60s for the Front Range today, cooler tomorrow. You're listening to CPR News.